Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, good evening. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons on a Wednesday night in Lansing. On today's show, will we or won't we see a casino in Lansing? I'll talk to a lawyer who knows all about the regulations the city and tribe will be facing to find out what it will take. And after last night's State of the Union address, should we be more hopeful that the president and congressional Republicans will do the right thing? And what is the right thing? I'll ask an economist, a former economist with the Federal Reserve. But first, with the Senate already passing legislation lifting the cap on cyber schools in Michigan, the House State Education Committee today hearing from those who support lifting the cap, which was set at 2 in 2010. The sponsor of the Senate bill is Republican State Senator Patrick Kolbeck of Canton, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you tonight?
Oh, just on my way back to the ranch.
I see. Now, you know, this number two, it seems incredibly limiting. How did we end up with this very tight cap of just two cyber schools in the state?
Well, I wasn't in the legislature at the time it was originally passed, so I can't give you a lot of the history associated with it. But one thing that's typical, there's a little bit of a trepidation whenever you're trying to do education reform, and I think the fact that they capped it to just two schools just reflected that. They're kind of doing the bare minimum to meet the requirements of the No Child Left Behind Act and the Race to the Top requirements.
Now, there's certainly a lot of concern about cyber schools, as there is support. The director of the Office of State and Federal Relations for the State Education Department says the State Board of Education urges the cap be left in place until the department has 2 full years of data from existing schools to study whether they are effective, and there's some argument as to how effective they are. Why is that not a good idea?
Well, it's interesting to note that some of the same people that are saying we need more time to go up and get more data on it are the same ones that recognize that self-directed project-based learning, online cyber learning is working and is very effective inside of the school districts that are using it. What it fundamentally comes down to is not whether or not cyber or online learning is effective for some students. The key question comes down with funding, and that's why people are looking at slowing it down, because it really comes down to dollars.
And essentially, this would take money from our traditional public schools and direct it into cyber schools.
That's the fear. I mean, because in Michigan, obviously the dollars follow the student. So if parents are seeing that they get more educational value out of taking their kid to a online school or cyber school, then they're going to do so. It's the same basic argument as with Senate Bill 618, which lifted the cap on all charter schools.
Although providing funding for a cyber school, right, that shouldn't cost as much as supporting a traditional public school where there's an infrastructure and teachers and students come to the school and so on, right?
Well, first of all, I mean, when a kid signs up for a cyber school, he gets a care package including a computer, books, microscopes, whatever the curriculum that they're going to be engaging in that year entails. So there's a lot of materials that go along with it. So whereas in a traditional school environment, you would maybe, class one would have their bring up the microscope, then put it back in the closet. Class two would come out, take out the microscope, put it back in the closet. In this case, you've got the, it's all going to that individual student. Also, it's kind of a slippery slope, because in Michigan, we've got funding that's associated with the individual pupil. So if you were to sit there and suggest that, well, because cyber schools maybe for the same level of service, actually cost less to run, so thereby you should reduce their funding. You're essentially saying kids that go to these cyber schools are worth less than kids that go to traditional schools, and that's not an argument I'm willing to make.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Patrick Kolbeck, who sponsored the Senate bill that eliminates the cap on cyber schools. That is, now why go with a complete elimination? Why don't we just add more schools, keep them at least somewhat limited, so we can see the results over the next several years?
Well, there's discussions over what would make sense in that regard. You notice in Senate Bill 618, there was a gradual lifting of the cap, on overall cap on charter schools, and it was year three that it was lifted all together. We may see something similar to that going forward. Depends on how things go in the next week or so. But ultimately, it comes down to the point where we want the parents to decide where to send their kids. We don't want some arbitrary bureaucrat back up in Lansing telling the parents what's good for their kids or not good for their kids.
Well, there is concern, though, about how effective these cyber schools are. For example, the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy in Grand Rapids is one of our cyber schools. It fared poorly on state exams last year with just over 9% meeting ACT college readiness benchmarks and just over 9% deemed proficient in the Michigan merit exam for high school tests. Those certainly are not good numbers, right?
Well, when you look at our overall education system and we see the fact that we've got 61% of our kids that were graduating that need remedial education, I think the overall performance for our state is not that stellar right now. We need to up our game across the board. What this has done, what school choice in general has done across the board, is really encourage everybody to up their game, not just the cyber schools, not just the charter schools, but I've noticed a marked difference in the discussions that are being held out of the school boards and the traditional brick and mortars. And they are more focused on performance than they've ever been before.
Although there is a cyber school industry out there, and I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to have the cap lifted, should we not be at least somewhat concerned about the fact that there is a profit motive? And there are points where, you know, at least arguments that some of the results of cyber schools are really not what we'd like them to be.
Well, you know, what happens in other industries outside education, when you have profits, you reinvest it in building better products, into providing better customer service. We anticipate the same push in context of what we're delivering here. You know, ultimately, the key metric that we're concerned with in performance is the academic performance of the kids. Are they graduating to the point where they are going to be able to get jobs or get into a good university? And number two, are they using the funding that they've been allocated effectively? And really, we're in the mode where I used to serve on the board of a charter school back in my home district. And really, those are the key metrics that sometimes people start looking underneath the hood and focus on trying to orchestrate how some of these things are delivered instead of looking at what are the end metrics. And I think we're going to see some work being done right now in the Education Quality Working Group, on which I'm a part. They're going to focus on student achievement and value for money more than a lot of the stuff that just gets into kind of some red herring metrics that people have been chasing for quite a few years.
Although, isn't there a qualitative difference in having a school where kids come together, they have to deal with social pressures and the other factors of being in a classroom physically to that of a cyber school, which may be appropriate for some students, but maybe it's not something we want to provide because it is absolutely convenient, and I can imagine a lot of students would prefer to hang out at home in their pajamas.
Yeah, well, one of the fundamental principles of school choice is that it recognizes that every student is different. And I'm not going to suggest that everybody going to cyber schools is the best fit for every kid, but just like some kids feed off of that environment with other kids in school, other kids thrive by having the opportunity to learn from home in an environment where they're not distracted by everything else that's going on in the classroom. We've had testimony after testimony of kids that actually blossom in this environment, whereas maybe they're too shy, maybe they're bullied, maybe they had some special ed issues that they had to deal with that weren't encouraged to excel in the traditional environment.
There's also concern, finally here, about the level of control and say we're going to have in the state in terms of what happens in these cyber schools and what we do when they fail and they appear to not hit the benchmarks we'd like them to. How much say will state officials have on that?
The same as they do in the current charter school system. And I just want to point out, you know, over the years that we've had as education in the state of Michigan, in particular the last couple of decades, we've only shut down one school district, traditional school district. We shut down 51 charter schools. So the authorization process and governance, when you actually break these schools down into more manageable bite-sized pieces, if you will, you can better get accountability from them and shut them down when they're not performing. What hasn't worked for us to date is when you have a big monolithic one-size-fits-all education system where a lot of school districts, like Detroit Public Schools, are too big to fail. So you keep kicking the problem down the road every year at a time, and we end up graduating a whole generation of kids that can't read their own diploma. That's just not right. We need to up the ante in the performance of our education system.
Well, one thing that is clear is there is enormous demand for cyber schools. Do you expect that cap to be lifted and for us to see, probably by the end of this year, more students in cyber schools here in Michigan?
Absolutely. Most parents aren't even aware that this is an alternative at this point. And because of the nature of online learning, you can take it from anywhere in the state and get access to it as long as you got that internet connection. And if you don't, the cyber providers are going to find a way to get it to you. So yes. It's a unique opportunity. I think it's positions Michigan to uniquely take advantage of the opportunities, and especially in the job market, by having a whole group of students that are comfortable in the 21st century technology.
Although you would have to have parents in the home while these kids are studying at home, apparently, right?
There's a lot of different alternatives on how to go off and address that, but having the parents at home is definitely one of the best ways. And isn't that nice that actually the parent gets to participate in the... one of the complaints I get constantly in district is that, oh, it's not about what's going on in our classrooms. It's what happens when they get back home. The parents, they say, are disengaged and not involved. Well, here we've got a prime opportunity to sit there and get the parents engaged directly in what's going on with their kids. And that's what all the detractors of this are traditionally saying, is that they're not doing that. And this education delivery system actually encourages that.
Yeah, I'd be pretty nervous, I think, trying to take a class with my mom standing over my shoulder. But that's one thing that they may be facing. Republican State Senator Patrick Colbeck, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Mike. I just one thing. If people are interested in more information, we have a website up called morninginmichigan.com, and just click on the cyber school link and you'll get more information.
All right. Thanks again. Coming up next. Thanks.